Welcome back. This is Gary Fretz, and you're listening to Yachts, the Perfect Escape Vehicle. We're talking to Don and Linda, who just started cruising about 4 months ago. I have a few questions here for you. How did you finally break the tie with the land, and how did your escape plan evolve?
We actually planned this well in advance. We did homework by going to boat shows, chartering boats for a week at a time, a couple times a year, and doing research on what type of boat we wanted to purchase. And once we narrowed it down, we decided a catamaran was what we wanted. And then we narrowed it down further after that and decided on a owner's version, which is a three cabin, so it sleeps six. And the owner's side has a very spacious bathroom and shower and locker storage, and then on the other side is two berths with sleep four people, and then also a shower and a head on that side too. So that's the research we did in advance so that we would be comfortable once we retired and it got out of charter that that's the boat that we wanted to be on.
So in yachts you have owner versions and you have charter versions, and I guess charter versions have more cabins because a lot of people want to take everybody in their family and all their friends and their cousins. And I know a lot of Europeans will come with 14 people and want to cram them on a boat. Tell me about this circle route that you were talking about. What is the circle route?
Well, it's actually called the Great Loop. And what it is there's an inland waterway a lot of people don't even know about that runs from Chicago. In our case, when we left Chicago, we had to drop the mast there in order to get under different bridges. And then we went down the Illinois River into the Mississippi, and then up the Ohio River into the Tennessee River, down the Tenetum River, and out into Mobile, Alabama. From there, you go along the Florida coast. You can duck in and out of the intercoastal there. And some smaller boats will cut across Lake Okeechobee and come out in Stewart. Or other ones will go down through the Keys up and around, then up the eastern seaboard through the Hudson River and back into the Great Lakes.
Wow. Can't you go around Canada into the St. Lawrence Waterway also and make it an even bigger loop?
Yes, you can go up through the St. Lawrence River. You can go up through Lake Champlain from the Hudson and cut into the St. Lawrence there, or you can go all the way up the East Coast and go into the mouth of the St. Lawrence River. And there's all kinds of different routes. Nothing, you know, there's no mandatory route that you have to take, but we actually did the loop unintentionally. We had the boat in charter and in Fort Lauderdale. And we had it down there for 2 years and wanted it closer to us, so we took it up to the Great Lakes. So we did the eastern seaboard then. And after we retired, we came down through the Chicago and the Mississippi and came out in Mobile, Alabama. And when we hit Key West, we had completed the loop unintentionally.
Now, you mentioned something about the loop and the rivers and how you were a bit surprised about the ruralness of it, or tell me about that.
You wouldn't. The waterway is so massive; it's unreal, and it's lined with trees. Most of it, probably 90% of it, is through the countryside. You don't see any roads, you don't see any bridges. There's a lot of wildlife, tons of eagles. We saw white pelicans that were as far north as almost Chicago. I didn't know pelicans went that far north.
Wow.
And it's just, there's just a lot to see. There's a ton of commerce runs up and down the Mississippi that you wouldn't believe. Coal, wood chips, the little bags you buy, you know, for $5 at Home Depot, they've got barges filled with them.
Wow. And there are a lot of people doing this, aren't there? Like, how many cruisers would you estimate do the Great Loop every year?
Well, we happen to meet a ton of people doing the Great Loop, and at the time I heard there was like 300 to 500 people, and that was in the fall of 2011. And I'm sure it varies depending on in the spring, because a lot of people will go on the East Coast and up the ICW.
And this waterway is relatively protected, right? I mean, you never really saw any big waves, did you?
Oh, you're extremely safe. I mean, it is a boat ride, and that's why you have to put your mask down if you have a sailboat. And all different types of boats are there. You see trawlers, and we saw canoes and all sorts of different type of boats. But, again, being on the catamaran was just so stable and so comfortable and roomy. It was just a great trip.
So let's say you're 70 years old. You can do it, too?
Oh, you could be 70, 80. I mean, I don't think it matters. It's just a very comfortable trip to do because you're in a river system and you really can't get into any trouble even when weather kicks up. You're not that far from shore, so it's hard to screw up.
Well, and especially if you're an older cruiser, you would want to have the right boat, right? And what would the right boat be for an older person who's going to do this?
Linda just hit me because I'm going to be 60 this year, so I must be the older person. like I say, we just find this catamaran so comfortable. It's so large. When there's areas on the river that are not very, you have to go long ways between anchorages. And we would have trawlers that we would be traveling with, and at night we would pull into these small anchorages that the boats couldn't string out and all anchor individually because there was no swinging room, so we'd all raft together. We'd be the center boat. All the trawlers would raft off of us, and they'd all come to our boat to party in our salon because it's so big. We've had up to 23 people in the cockpit of our boat.
Wow. Sounds like the perfect party boat. You might want to start a tavern or something here. Okay, well, what, if anything, do you wish someone had told you before you started cruising? Is there anything you can think of?
I think as a gal, I packed way too many clothes. Too many shoes. You know, you need one pair of high heels, one pair of sneakers, and a pair of flip-flops. But way too many clothes is the biggest thing. And for gals, think of it as like a two-week vacation, and that's all you need to pack because there's laundry in every port.
Okay. Can you think of something you wish you'd bought or installed before starting cruising?
On the river, we had seen a lot of trawlers that had AIS, and it's a I'll let Stephen explain to you what AIS is.
AIS is an automatic identification system which is mandatory on all vessels above 300 foot. And they have a transponder that transmits all their details, the name, hailing port, cargo, where the voyage started, where the voyage ended, speed, etc. And I guess on the river, I haven't been on the river, but I guess configuration of barges, etc. So it's very handy information to have as a tiny little vessel navigating amongst all these behemoths.
So when you're looking at your plotter, your GPS screen, and you'll see a vessel on there, and it'll say the name, it'll say the Jolly Roger, and is that what it tells you?
Yeah, well, I have a Raymarine, I have an E80, and what happens is it'll have the little triangle showing the vessel, and a red line starts flashing. You pull the cursor over it, and then the screen comes up and gives you all that information. So it's seamless and very, very user-friendly.
Nice. Okay, guys, is there a place you visited that you wish you could have stayed longer?
Yes, we were in the Windward Islands, and we were on a charter boat at the time on vacation, and we had a week charter, and I could have probably spent a month there. Just all the different places to explore. You never seem to have enough time, and it makes a big difference.
Okay. Tell me the favorite thing about your boat. Favorite thing.
Favorite thing about the boat, I've got to say, is I feel really safe on it. Not just the stability, but the way it handles when the sails are up and when weather changes, and it's easy to move the sails around. A lot of people think sailing's really, really hard work, and you're always adjusting. You're doing minor adjustments, but it's just comfortable. The catamaran makes a big difference when it comes to comfort.
I like swimming and doing different things like that. And cats are super for getting back on the boat. They have two hulls, and there's two sets of stairs that go right down to the water. And you get a lot of monohull sail boats that, I mean, some people jump overboard, and if they don't have a line hanging in the water, they can't get back on their boat. I mean, it's very comfortable for things like that.
You know, one thing I really like about your boat is galley up. That's when the kitchen is in the salon or the living room. And so it's like having a bar here at night, and we can have a big party. So anyway, looks like we've run out of time. So we'll be back next week at 3 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you're listening to the Overseas Radio Network. And this is Gary Fretz.